Welcome to Faith is the Victory podcast, a ministry outreach of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. Today's devotional is titled, Transforming Power of the Word, Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There is no debate that this world, its system, and the one running it, the devil, is vying for your attention. It wants to consume you and conform you to think, speak, and act like it. And if you don't actively and purposefully oppose it, you will find yourself flowing right along with it. You see, that is the natural course of life in this fallen world. It is much like a stream of water as it meanders its way to the sea. Any old dead stick of wood or trash and debris will drift right along with its currents, but it takes effort to go against that flow. It takes effort to go upstream where the fresh water is found. At the headwaters of the stream, you have to fight against the current of this world and paddle upstream where the fresh spring waters of the Word boil up to the surface. In doing so, we must fight against the flow of evil that this world promotes by actively and energetically opposing its attempt to press us into the mold of conformity to this world's way of thinking, speaking, and acting. One way to fight against this press to conform is to close our ears to the world. Another way is to close our eyes to the world. This would be effective, but it is a difficult undertaking, as it is nearly impossible to conduct our life in a vacuum without contact with this world we live in. There must then be a way that our Lord Jesus has established, one that will bring results that are real and lasting. And there is. Instead of closing our ears, we need to open them. Instead of closing our eyes, we need to open them. Yes, open our ears so that we hear Jesus, and open our eyes so that we see Jesus. This is the key, looking at Jesus and listening to Him. That's what Peter did when he queried the Lord and said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come unto thee on the water, Matthew 14:28. As we remember this passage, we recognize that the Lord said, come. And so Peter, without hesitation and with eyes fixed on the Lord, stepped out of the boat, and he did the impossible. He walked on the water, and he continued to do so until he took his eyes off the Lord and opened them to the waves and to the wind. Too often we do the same, and the results are no different than Peter's. We must keep our eyes fixed on the Lord and our ears open to Him. And in so doing, we behold the Lord with eyes of faith as He directs our steps, and we hear Him with ears of the Spirit as He speaks directly to our heart. In order to accomplish this task of keeping our eyes fixed on and our ears open to Jesus, we must understand that the key is found in the transforming power of the Word of God. The Scripture tells us, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. So we see that this transformation takes place through the process of renewing our mind. And that is where it occurs, in our mind. That is, in the way that we think. As students of the Bible, we must realize that it's a good habit to research the original language of Scripture, to plumb the depths of the meaning of the words within the passage. In the Old Testament, it would be a Hebrew word study, and in the New Testament, it would be a Greek word study. So in looking at this passage from Romans, we find that the word for renewing in the original Greek is anakinosis, which means a renewal, a renovation, or a complete change for the better. A good illustration for us to look at that describes this process perfectly is the butterfly and the process of metamorphosis that it undergoes during its change from a caterpillar to a butterfly. It builds a cocoon and hibernates in its safety as the transformation takes place. And in time, a brand new creature crawls out, a butterfly, completely different and fully transformed. This is precisely the outcome for the believer who gives himself wholly and completely to the study of the Word of God. The Word works in the mind of the believer and completes a major renovation of the mind, so that the very thoughts of God that are embedded in the Word become the very thoughts of the believer. Read Isaiah 55:7-11. In renewing our mind to the Word of God, we give up the world's thoughts and take up the Lord's thoughts. This is the transformational power of renewing our minds to the Word of God we read about in Romans 12:2. So now that we know what to do, the question becomes, how do we do this? We must understand that in order to learn, we must study, and study requires time and focused effort on the part of the studier, of the believer, and high levels of concentration, along with hour upon hour of time spent in the Word of God, is required. There is no shortcut or any substitute. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So study requires time spent reading, writing, taking notes, thinking about scriptures, contemplating their meaning, along with referencing and cross-referencing the material under review. We must understand that as we study, the Holy Spirit is working in us as He teaches us and leads us and guides us into all truth, John 16:13-24. He speaks to the heart of the believer, and the Word becomes clear. Scripture begins to connect to other scripture, and on, until we reach a full understanding. And thereby, the mind of the believer becomes renewed and comes into perfect harmony with the thoughts of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the transformational power of the Word. And in doing this, the believer frees himself completely from the conforming effects of this fallen world in which we live. My friends, I'm going to say amen to this encouraging word today, and I'm going to ask you to say amen with me. So if you can, say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Friends, before I leave you today, I would like to invite you to visit Our Faith Christian Center Church website at fcccairo.com, fcccairo.com. There you will find information about our church and our service times, along with links to our church YouTube channel. I would also ask you to share this podcast with your family and friends, and whoever the Lord may lay on your heart, as I believe it will bless them just as it has you. Well, thank you again for listening today to our Faith is the Victory podcast. Join us again next time as we continue to discover that faith is the victory that overcomes the world. This is Pastor David Coleman, Sr. of Faith Christian Center in Cairo, Georgia.